Were you in favour of these high-rise flats?
Well, shall I say, when we first looked at the idea of having some, the planners liked the idea of some. Mr. Vincent's the planner liked them in that they did relieve the monotony of two-storey housing if one looked at the whole area. And one agreed that this did make a more interesting outlook. And we did start to build some. In fact, I remember working on some myself. And again, thinking of this brave new world, beautiful buildings in the sky, lovely place to live. One's not very conscious of the social consequences at the time. There was very little information about the social consequences, although sociologists now like to say, oh, it was obvious. I don't think it was obvious to anyone. Certainly, we had plenty of land, so we really hadn't got a great need to build high. And we didn't in the end. I mean, the number of high buildings in Steam is comparatively small. The two very large 18-storey blocks, three 13-storey blocks. This is the sum total of the others. We had some four or five-storey blocks. I think the great thing about them was to try and get the right tenants into them.
Yes.
There are people who still would like to live in them and who have lived in them quite happily for many years. But they don't suit family accommodation. People with changing families, they're not suitable.
I've been in one of these high-rise blocks and they appeared to be luxury flats.
Yes, I think this was the intention. That certainly the first block built in Upsish Lane, Chauncey House, built right in the very early days, they were built really as a luxury flat. They were very expensive in the early days to rent.